Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast, She Speaks, and here She Speaks of Things That Matter is day 17 of the Gratitude Challenge with She Speaks, day 17 of the Podmas Challenge, and it's such a pleasure that you guys have been following us all through this ride. Today, our guest is a very good friend of mine for 3 years now. Her name is Miracle. She says her name is Miracle because she's from Port Harcourt people. Her name is Miracle, and she's going to be talking to us as usual about what she's grateful for. Please stay with us.
Hi guys, my name is Uchendu Miracle and I'm here on She Speaks today. So today is day 17 of the Podmas Gratitude Challenge, and I'm really grateful to be here once again, and I'm going to be speaking on things that matters. So I'm going to start with thanking God for the gift of life. I mean, I'm really, really grateful for the life that God has given to my friends and my family and myself also. I mean, this year wasn't the best year at all. This year has been a roller coaster of emotions, but I'm really, really grateful that I and my friends and my family members made it alive this year strong and healthy, and by God's grace we're going to move into the next year alive. So yeah, I mean, before I started this podcast, I tried to like pen down the things that I'm grateful to God for this year, but then I realized that I couldn't even count them. I mean, even if I try, this podcast won't even end by the end of the day. So I'm just going to be giving you guys like a few things that I'm grateful for. So first and foremost, I'm grateful for strength that God has given to me physically, emotionally, academically. God has really, really been faithful in that aspect. He has given me the strength that I didn't even think that I was even going to have up until this point. I mean, the strength physically, no sickness and all those things, strength emotionally. I mean, this year has been like the worst year in my life. I've cried. I mean, I lost a lot of family members, a whole lot, like from the beginning of the year down to like the end of the year. We were just hearing, oh, this person has died, and 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 it was really, really terrible. But I'm really, really grateful for the fact that I am still alive. I mean, that's something that I need to be grateful for. In my academics, God has really, really been faithful. He has helped me. So he hasn't made me wonder why I came to school, because, oh my goodness, the course that I'm studying, you have to read, and God, it's just so much. But I'm really, really grateful that I am where I am, and God has just been doing his thing for me, and I'm really, really grateful. So I'll be thanking God for my business and the business of my parents and my friends as well. I'm grateful to God in that aspect. I mean, during the holiday, I learned how to do makeup, and I came back to school with the mindset of doing my work on people's faces and all that, and it got to a point whereby I became nervous. Like, I had this fear in me that, oh, what if I'm going to do? I started having a lot of what ifs, like, what if I'm going to do rubbish? What if people are not going to like my makeup and all that? But I just had to pray to God. I had to pray to him, and he gave me this confidence that, oh, that my work is very, very good. And I just had to just try it, and it came out very, very well. I mean, all the people I did my makeup on, they really, really loved their work. I myself, I loved it so much, and I'm grateful to God in that aspect. I'm grateful to God for the business of my parents. He has really, really been faithful. He has been great in their businesses. The business of my friends, I can't even start mentioning them, but I'll just mention Mirelu everything. Yes, God has been faithful. He has helped her in her business. It's really, really going so well. And all my other friends are doing some other businesses. God has really, really been there for them, and I'm grateful for that also. And also, I want to thank God for the fact that I have been able to know God more. You know, I actually used to pray for the grace to know God more, because I needed to learn a lot of things, and just had to pray to God. God really, really helped me, to be very, very honest. I mean, this year alone taught me a lot of things, and this year made me draw myself to God closer than more. Because the amount of family members I lost, I began to pray. I was like, what the hell is going on? It even got to a point where I almost started to question God, like, why and all those things. But I just didn't. And I'm grateful for that. I mean, God really, really gave me the strength. He gave the strength to myself and my family members, because this year wasn't our best year. But I'm grateful for that aspect. He really, really did a lot. I can't even thank him. Like, I can't even thank him enough for what he did. I'm grateful for the fact that God has given me peace of mind. He has just given me this peace that I've been having lately. And it's something to be grateful for. Yeah, I'm also grateful for how far I have come in life. To be very, very honest, this one sounds like as if I've done great things. But then, with the way I see myself right now, I feel like I've done a lot of things that I didn't even think I was even going to do. Like this. So, you know, I went for a post in school and I got it. And, I mean, I actually prayed to God. I needed to get it. And God answered my prayers. And to be very, very honest, I didn't really, really see myself doing this thing while I was in 100 level. I remember mentioning that, oh, I wanted to become a senator. But then I don't think I said it like for... I just said it for like just saying sake. But while I was in 300 level at the beginning of the year, I was like, okay, I'm going to go for the screening. I got my form and everything. And I'm grateful to God that I got it. I'm really, really grateful to God. Grateful to God for good health. I mean, you guys, good health. I'm grateful that no sickness, that at least the beginning of the year till this time around, I haven't been admitted in the hospital, although the devil tried, but God is still faithful. So I'm grateful to God for good health. And also, lastly, I'm grateful to God for the grace that God has given me to work for him. So at the beginning of the year, I said that when I get back to school, I'm going to work for God in church. I mean, I used to, but then while I changed church, I wasn't doing that. So I just thought about it. I'm like, no, I can't just be sitting here doing nothing. I have to work for God. And it's something I prayed about. And yes, I'm grateful for the grace that he has given me to be consistent in my work, to always deliver my work. I mean, it's really, really great working for God, because you start seeing that working for him really, really pays. And I'm thankful for that aspect, because I mean, God's children never lack. God's children will not have to cry, and I am a God's child. So thank you guys so much for having me on She Speaks today. I'm really, really grateful for She Speaks. I even forgot to say that I'm grateful for my friend. She has really, really been a wonderful, right from 100 level. This babe has just been there for me. I'm grateful for her. I'm grateful for how far our friendship has come. I'm grateful for the work that she does. I'm grateful for this podcast. I'm grateful for how far it has grown. I'm grateful for the growth, physically, and I'm really, really grateful for the fact that God has been giving her the strength to do what she loves doing, and she's doing it wonderfully, and she's doing it greatly. I'm grateful for that aspect. I mean, I'm grateful for all my friends. All my friends, my sisters, my lovely people, I'm grateful for them. And I'm also grateful for the listeners of this podcast. I want to tell you guys a big thank you for supporting my friend and for always listening to our podcast, for always being here and all that. Thank you guys so much, and I love you guys, and I hope I'll be here again to speak to you guys. Oh my goodness, thank you guys so much for having me on your podcast, sorry, on She Speaks podcast. And I'll see you guys whenever we see. Bye, and have a lovely day. Thank you.
All right, guys, that was Miracle. And like she said, I think we have mutual things that we're grateful for. And I'm even forever grateful for her. Forever grateful for her business as well, because Miracle just came and give us like his hot. And if you're a PH, she's your go-to makeup artist. And you can follow her on Instagram at Mira's Beauty or Mira's Glam. Actually, I'm not sure. We even like, because she just started the business, but trust me when I say that she just came to the game, but Omo, she's giving. So yeah, don't forget to share this with somebody, and don't forget to be grateful today. We're about 8 days away from the 25th day, so keep it locked. Thank you guys so much, and have an amazing day. Bye bye.